I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Folks are sharing why they love waking up with the Morning Bull.
Gets me in a good mood. Kind of wakes me up. Brightens up your day.
I love the topics that they talk about and the music that they play.
It's George Mo and Cowboy Dave on 100.3 The Bull.
Yeah, everybody loves tender moments with Mo.
She's single, but dating. How is the plumber, by the way?
What do we say? Traveling for work just the way I like it?
Ah, there we go.
Yeah. Look at that.
Also, she has amazing hair, and she's gorgeous, and she has a bunch of friends on the Tinder app. That's why we delve into these situations every week.
We're all in this together, ladies and gentlemen, and I think that's why Piper sent me a message on Facebook. She said, I'm 25, recently began dating a wonderful, divorced 26-year-old man. She admits she grew up very sheltered. She said, no question, but my boyfriend has had a long and colorful sex and romantic life.
Oh, hello.
Piper said, recently he told me that prior to dating me, he had a several-month fling with a 47-year-old woman with 3 teenage children. He had been planning on entering a romantic relationship with this woman, meeting her children and introducing her to his family, who were mortified by the relationship. She said, ultimately, he ended it because she had issues with alcoholism, but that's not the issue here.
Wow, that sounds like a Mari episode right there.
Piper said,
so what is the issue?
She said, I understand a fling, but I'm worried that seriously dating such a person shows a lack of judgment. She said, am I too conservative and uptight, or is my boyfriend's ex a sign of a serious character flaw?
Come on.
Wait a minute. She wants to know if it's a problem because he dated an older woman?
Yes.
Oh,
have y'all not heard?
Come on.
Have y'all not heard the song?
What's
the
song?
Older women are beautiful lovers. If you can get your hands on a 47-year-old woman that wants you to be around, she will introduce you to things you ain't never heard of.
Now you sound like you're talking about a used car. If you can get your hands on one of these, it is amazing to drive.
Get the tires around.
20
low miles.
Years, guys.
713-881-5500. We need some advice. As you can tell, we stink at giving advice. The plumber, if you found out that he had dated an older woman, would that bother you?
I mean, it's a little creepy to think about.
But if a guy dates a younger woman.
20 years. They have nothing in common. Where did they meet? Like, was she trolling on him? Like, this is weird.
They've got plenty in common. She's the age of his mom.
That's so
gross. All right. Hang on. Let's go to the phones this morning. Dan, good morning. Welcome to the show. What's your comment on this tender moments with Mo?
Hey, good morning. You know, no offense to her, but, you know, a p- is a p- is a p- you know, however a guy can get it, yeah,
right.
You know?
You just get it where you can?
Yeah, and I don't care, you know, what it's attached to. I mean, I personally wouldn't recommend one that has 3 kids, but, hey, I understand desperation, you know?
Oh, hey, you know what? Hey, look, I wouldn't even take it that far. How many people in our great city go to these steakhouses, and how much extra do you pay for an extra aged steak?
Oh, my gosh,
okay.
This is all not
right.
The same.
All right, but hang up on him. Dan, thanks for listening to the show.
You said it's okay. You said it's okay for an older man and younger woman. So what about that? That's a double standard.
You're right. We have a double. No, it's right. Never okay.
Mr. X, you've dated older women?
Yes, sir. I dated one. I met her at a little country bar right there on 59. And, I mean, she thought I was like 30. She was 39, I think, and we ended the relationship when she turned 41. I have a girlfriend right now. We've been together for 3 years. We have a baby on the way. She had a problem with it for a little bit, but she got over it.
Wait a minute. How old were you? She thought you were 30, but you never said.
I was 21.
Oh, she was 39. You were 21.
Yeah.
Does your current lady, was she uncomfortable with it because she thought she couldn't keep up, like in the kitchen and in the bedroom with a mom like that?
Nah. I mean, she just thought it was nasty.
Exactly.
So, yeah, but she got over it. We're happy. I mean, you know, I think Piper just needs to chill out.
Okay.
Man, I tell you, everybody, he's like, oh, she just thought it was nasty. They're talking about, like, women that are in their 40s like they're damaged goods of
no,
some kind.
No, they're talking about the age separation.
Is that what they're talking
about?
Yes. You know what? They might, man. You think about it. When you're that young, it might feel like a touching a kiwi that's been in a microwave, you know?
Oh.
Go to church.
I need Jesus.
What is wrong with you?
I need Jesus.
How old are you? Wait, you're in your 40s now.
I just turned 40.
Yeah, you're
feel
in
me.
40s.
Feel me. It's like an old kiwi. All
right. Jeremiah's on the phone. Jeremiah, what's your advice for this girl, Piper?
All right, honestly, Piper, look, when I was 19, I dated a 38-year-old.
No.
Daggum, dude.
I was going through an early life crisis.
Okay. Be honest with me, man. She put it on you ways you ain't never had since, huh?
Actually, no, the other way around.
Get me out of here.
I think that's Jeremiah's humble brag right
guys,
there.
It was his teacher, okay?
Let's get some other advice.
Jennifer's on the phone. Jennifer, what's your advice for this girl, Piper?
Oh, she just needs to not worry about older women because my husband is 27 and I'm 46.
Oh.
Good Lord.
Or maybe she does need to worry about it.
Right?
She doesn't need to worry about it. She needs to work on her own self-esteem. Women are women. We all have our special traits, and so she just needs to be confident in herself and not worry about it.
How did a 46-year-old catch the 27-year-old?
You were his teacher.
No, ma'am.
You're his mom's best friend.
No. That took a little while for her to kind of get used to me.
Yeah.
So don't just laugh. How did you do it?
Well, we kind of met on an online, like, weird site.
They were into the same freaky stuff. She said they met on a weird website.
Yeah, was it Ashley Madison?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a weird website. We met on Word with Friends, actually.
Oh my gosh, they do have something in common.
Houston's new way to wake up. The Morning Bowl with George, Mo, and Cowboy Dave.
I think it's safe to say that Alan Jackson doesn't have to beg for anything.
I think that's probably true.
With a mustache like that, he gets what he wants.
He needs your help, too. I'll tell you how up next. But first, Mo's Morning Bullsheet, brought to you this morning by Bayway Jeep in Pasadena. So we are all anxiously awaiting next week's announcement to find out who's joining us in the Bull Shack during cook-off, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of nice as we're waiting to hear from one of last year's favorites, Jordan Davis. Not only did Jordan bring the party, everyone kind of remembers him because of his look, right?
Right, yeah, he's got the big beard.
And of course, everyone loves to ask him about his facial masterpiece. But he kind of just admitted that it's a lazy thing.
Yeah.
He's like, never really been a fresh shaven guy. He said after he signed his big record deal in Nashville, he got super busy and just didn't like to shave. Then he started to love his beard. And if he got it, flaunt it, right?
Yeah.
Jordan told People magazine that his beard has kind of taken on a life of its own. He said, I feel like I need to get it its own Instagram account.
I was just about to say that.
That's a real thing. Some people like to follow country music stars' dogs.
Right.
Nope. You can soon follow your favorite country music star's facial hair, Jordan Davis.
You know what? I think he's full of crap.
What do you think?
Well, he was a 10-man jam.
Mm-hmm.
And I must have talked to him for 20 minutes just about beard stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really nice man-to-man connection we had.
Yeah.
And the amount of care he puts into that thing to make it as perfect as it is takes way much more energy than shaving.
Oh, really?
I think. That's what I think.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to admit that. Sorry, dude.
High maintenance.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
You know, that's not something you're always proud of, right? But y'all are
nice
high maintenance.
Nice name drop, though, Cowboy.
With your beards.
Oh, come on. You were there, too.
All right. So we've had some extra exciting concert announcements recently, you know, with the rodeo and a lot of people coming through for tours. Even more that are coming up in the next couple of weeks. Just wait. Usually, though, when one of our favorites decides to embark on a tour, they've got, a name for the tour. The cities will be hitting. The openers, they're going to be bringing on the road with them, right?
Right.
Well, Alan Jackson will be kicking off his 29th tour at the end of this month, in the next couple days. But he has yet to choose who's going to open for him.
Oh, man.
Doesn't that seem like Alan Jackson, though? It's just like, it'll work out. It's
fine. I'm going to go on tour. Yeah. Then whoever I pick won't have anything else going on. They'll just drop everything and come out and tour with me.
Wouldn't you? Heck, I would.
Heck yeah. Any artist would be honored to open for the legend. But Mr. Alan Jackson can't exactly decide. So he has 21 acts who just happen to also be frequent performers at his bar in Nashville.
Uh-huh.
You can check him out They have performances all online. You can discover some up-and-comers and then vote for who you think should have the honor of touring with Alan Jackson himself.
That's kind of cool, though, letting people choose.
It's so cool.
Yeah. No, he's got a freaking farm team at his bar.
Yeah, right.
That's what he's doing.
he seriously does.
He's called up the AAA players. Right. Find out. Yeah, yeah.
He also threw in there that, you know, Randy Houser is also going to be out on tour with him. So it's going to be a good tour. Fingers crossed he'll add a Texas stop. But if you want to go check these artists out, it's cool to check out new, you know, up-and-comers,
you know,
too.
I was backstage at Randy Houser's show the other day. And he was telling me about his beat.
Shut up.
Life is too short to pass up kolaches for breakfast and tacos for lunch. Adios, diet. It's the Morning Bull with George, Mo, and Cowboy Dave.
Can I get an amen?
All right, our amen story today is about a peeping Tom. Now, I know it doesn't sound like that's an uplifting thing to talk about, right? Stick with me on this one, okay? The city of Wellington, Florida, had a problem with a peeping Tom. There had been several reports of people saying that they had seen a guy, like, looking in their windows and stuff like that. Like, from the sidewalk, but watching. And every time they'd go out, he'd run off and nobody had been able to catch him and all that kind of stuff. The good news is that Jeffrey Cassidy has been caught and he is in custody.
Good.
And it's all because he was watching a teenage girl, senior in high school, through her bedroom window.
What?
Dude.
From the sidewalk. But he picked the wrong house. You see, this teenage girl's dad is Tony Beckham. Now, Tony may not immediately sound like somebody you know until you realize that Tony Beckham is a starting quarterback for the Tennessee Titans football team. He easily ran the guy down and beat the crap out of him.
What?
Yes! He picked the wrong guy. Evidently, this guy was pretty fast, and he had run off from everybody that had reported him. But he picked the wrong house because Tony said his daughter screamed. He ran out of the house, easily caught the guy before he got to the end of the block.
Oh, my gosh.
And literally beat the crap out of him and held him until police got there.
Yeah, he did.
So wherever you are, in the kitchen or in the car, can you throw your hand in the air? Can I get an amen for Tony this morning?
Amen.
I'm surprised you didn't just throw a football at him.
I know. I just chuck
him
80 yards. It's better to think about him tackling him, though.
Bring it on.
That's a positive story to get your day started. You ever see one you think we should share on Can I Get an Amen? You can email it or message it in here to the Bull.
Positively real, positively fun, positively Texas. It's the Morning Bull with George, Mo, and Cowboy Dave.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.